We are in the series of city transformation. Last week you heard many testimonials from many people, but transformation actually starts from within us. And I have an individual here who would like to share her background and her walk with the Lord now. So tell me your name and then just share what's in your heart.
Hi, my name is Alicia. I am a delivered addict. Never believed that I could be delivered. I was a sexually abused child. I sold drugs. I used drugs. I was abusive to myself. I have a daughter that actually was born with cocaine in her system. Came 2 months early because I couldn't stop using. I tried everything. I tried every kind of fix that I could to fix what was killing me and paining me on the inside. And I didn't know how to get out, and I kept asking when God's going to come, when he's going to come. He's never here. He's never coming. But I didn't give up, and I kept calling out to him, and he came. I had open heart surgery, a defibrillator, stents. I'm like bionic woman, but I guess through all in all, he takes us on different journeys. But, you know, I always thought he left me, and he never left me. He never left me. Actually, he placed people on my path. It started with a trip to the vineyard, and a pastor named Merlin that I was able to talk to and be honest and open and not be afraid of the flaws or the scars or the blisters or the whips that the devil had left on my back and the tricks that he had lied and told me. God is real. He loves you, and he's here for you, and all you have to do is just keep holding on. And I know that that's hard sometimes when you're in darkness. But if you just hold on, I promise you, same thing he did for me, he'll do for you.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any encouragement? What is your path now as far as, you know, as you mentioned, from darkness, now you're walking in the light?
Now I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who saved me and who continues to save me. And continues to love me unconditionally. Even if I stumble or fall, he's still there. And all I have to do is go and say, I'm sorry. But you have to be sincere. And you have to be honest with yourself. Because if you're not, the one thing we have that God gave us, that's a blessing and a curse, is free will. You have to submit. You have to give up what you want in order to have something better, because what he wants for us is so much greater than what we always want for ourselves. We think ours is great, but it's not. Yeah.
So what's the practical thing that you're doing now?
The practical thing that I'm doing now is, instead of looking for a blessing all the time, be a blessing to somebody else. Give somebody else a hug. Tell somebody else your story. Share your pain. And most of all, go to get a good Christian found church and study your word. Study your word like we practice everything we learned how to do wrong. Mm-hmm. We continued and continued till it became consistent and it was a habit and we were great at it. Mm-hmm. And that's the way you have to do with God. You got to keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep praying, keep practicing, keep reading.
Now you're volunteering now, and what did you find as far as volunteerism being focused on others?
It helps you get outside of you. You know, you don't have to always focus on you and your pain. And when you're being a blessing to somebody else and you're helping them, you're helping yourself too. But God is watching you at that time, and he's got his arm around you. He's protecting you. So I feel like the more that I do and the more that I give, the more that he gives and the more that I get. And so that strengthens me to be able to be a blessing to myself, to my ministry, to my pastor, my Christian brothers and sisters, and most of all, to those who need to know that what he did for me, he'll do for you.
City Transformation. God bless you.